John, this next principle is based upon Proverbs 24 and 3. It's the principle of common sense. Any enterprise becomes strong through common sense.
Yes, you know, that is really true. We've used that in our business a lot because common sense has a really high value where a lot of people just ignore it. They don't understand what common sense is because they think it's not sophisticated enough. They think you can't operate it. But without that, you lose a valuable asset in your personal lifestyle and business and anything.
Common sense is not so common anymore. If we can understand its value and apply it as part of our lives, we will have learned a lot. Life is not meant to be complicated. It is only when we get away from common sense that we lose ourselves in confusion. Common sense is sound logic, practical reasoning, and simple equations. The end result of common sense is practical wisdom.
Yes, you know, it says there that life is not meant to be complicated. And I really believe that. I don't think life is supposed to be complicated. I think that it's because we lose common sense. We don't make things common. We are just either growing so fast or doing something, and we never have what you call a balance of something that's workable or something that's stable and something that becomes second nature to us. Common sense means it becomes second nature to us. But if we lose that, then we lose the practical things of life and we lose practical wisdom. So that's a very critical principle in business and in life itself.
The prodigal son wandered away from common sense until he was eating with the pigs. He finally came back to his senses, or common sense, then went home where he belonged. Sometimes we get so educated that we can't even think in a practical way.
That's true. You know, the prodigal sense of a prodigal son, what he did is he rationalized and he said, well, I've got wealth, I've got things coming to me, and that's my future. And he wanted it now, and he did not use common sense. So he went out and took his value that he had, and he spent it and, you know, just, you know, was not responsible for things and didn't produce anymore. He was not productive anymore. He was a spender. He was a driver in spending, and he squandered his money. And he had lost common sense. He had lost the value of what was there. And then after he spent it all and didn't have anything anymore, then he came back to practical reasoning. Mm-hmm. And he reasoned within himself, said, my father at home has all this stuff, and I had that. So I'll humble myself, and I'll get back to my father. And yes, he was practicing common sense. He was going back to reality is what it really was.
That's what it says. Common sense is the ability to reason out problems and find practical and sensible ways to overcome them. Education may not necessarily give us that. We must have education, but without common sense or the practical reasoning, it loses much of its value.
That is really, really true. You know, I've not had what you call a lot of really formal education, but I learned a lot of things through common sense and through following principles. And those go a long way. It doesn't mean that you don't need education. Education is bringing knowledge to you, so knowledge becomes power because you have a greater understanding of things. But unless you put that into a practical use and make that, your education becomes your downfall, because once you're too educated sometimes, you see too many reasons why things won't work. And so then you study for more, so you think that because you'll override those, and the more you study sometimes, the less you'll believe that you can even do it. They see too many pitfalls, you know. But common sense and practical things means that you ride in on common sense and practical things, and then you start going, even though you don't understand everything. And you may not have the best education, but you have the belief level now, and so you're careful, and you walk and make things common to you, and so you ride on that train of common sense. And that'll get you somewhere. It's gotten me somewhere.
We should always have our dreams and goals, but we must always blend them in with common sense so they will come true. Otherwise, they will remain dreams only. You know, that's really the difference between a pure dreamer and a doer.
That's right. See, because the principle here, I mean, the series is productivity, and that's what we're talking about. Common sense is part of a productive series, which means that common sense is a valuable principle in becoming productive. Because if you lose common sense, for an example, if you create so many things, and just about the time you got something that you created into place, and then you create something new again, and then something new again, you never get value out of that which you've created because you never write it. Yes. It's like re-engineering and never using your re-engineering.
Yes.
Once you finish re-engineering and getting ready for productivity, then you re-engineer again. And education sometimes destroys common sense. And so we, even though I believe in being creative and, you know, and re-engineering, I mean, that's a standard thing. But once you re-engineer, you got to get value out of that re-engineering. You got to ride that horse in the direction he's going and get value out of it. If you do that too often, you never get value of what you've created. Mm-hmm.
Common sense is familiar areas or things common to us. Therefore, it may vary in people. Many times we are taught how to do things in a certain way. This way becomes common to us until someone finds a simpler or better way of doing it. Common sense would then teach us, let's change our ways.
That is really, really true, because common sense will mean that you'll see the downfall of something, or you'll see when something's worn out. You'll see when something has, when the horse is that you're riding on, you'll see when he's slowing down, and you'll take a look and say, like, what other horse can I do? What? So you add to, and it brings energy to the horse again, and then you ride it. But you got to make that common and get the value out of that common sense, because if you don't, you won't. So the whole deal about common sense, what's common to you should never be stay common to you,
yes.
which means that you got to change with that. You got to understand what the change is and have an insight in that.
A nation's culture may tolerate bribes, lying, and cheating. Common sense, however, would tell you not to do it because it is morally wrong and will hurt us individually as well as our societies. So common sense may also become a habit or tradition to us and can stifle our personal growth and keep us bound by tradition.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I've seen that in cultures. America and some nations are really high creative, high inventive, you know, and things like that. But some of these cultures are stuck. They don't want to change, and they want to have what American dream is, but they don't want to change. They want to keep their bribes. They want to keep their corruption. They want to follow a certain way that they're, which is common to them. To them, that's common. But they don't want to bring that change because they say, how else would I do business? They can't even see business working without bribes. They can't even see it. They think that that's has to be. But they won't change. They keep their line of common sense as to what they understand and never take the initiative to go after and make the change and adapt to a better way. And that becomes destructive and just stifles our growth. And it becomes our tradition. And that brings bondage to us. Even sometimes religious things keep us in bondage.
Sometimes our religious beliefs will stand in the way of progress because we refuse to follow truth or common sense. So there's a difference, John, in your mind between religion and Christianity. That's one thing you say all the time.
Yes. There's a lot of difference. Religion is what you make, add to what you call life principles from Christianity. Christianity is life principles that make things work. I mean, they just function right. If you get hold of that, you can walk. But if you make that a religion, then it becomes something besides that, and then the religious part controls you. That you see that in a lot of different governments and a lot of different religions, that they can't make progress because they're bound by their traditions of their religions.
The opposite of common sense is stupidity. How many times have you heard someone say, I was stupid, which really means he was out of touch with reality? If we follow what we know is right, it is usually common sense, because Proverbs says, a man who steers away from common sense will end up dead. Our plans can be so rigid that we forget to listen to our heart, which is normally suggesting the use of common sense.
That is so true. There's some of these things are harder to be taught. They're more caught than taught. I mean, that's a statement that everybody should learn, is that things sometimes are more caught than taught. If you teach somebody and saying, like, that I have the measles but you got the mumps,
yes,
they'll catch the mumps, not the measles, not what you're taught. So it's modeled. A lot of things are modeled. And so if you don't listen and you don't make the changes and you don't model something, then you get stuck, and it holds you in captivity. You can't make progress.
A man who steers away from common sense will end up dead. We must remember that our minds can get so pumped up that we get on a high and get out of touch with ourselves and reality and do stupid things. God gave us the ability to reason, but also reminds us to stay in touch with our common sense. Plans without the virtue of common sense are like laws without mercy. no second chances, or life without forgiveness.
That's really true. You know, it's stated up here, you can get pumped up. You know, I remember one time a person called me and told me about a certain program that was available, you know, and I got so excited I couldn't sleep all night, you know, and I got up almost in the middle of the night and I started calling people, and people wondered, what in the world is the matter with me calling people at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock? I thought that the opportunity was only going to last for, you know, a couple of days, and if I don't get these people, and I'm sure that most everybody's been into that, which means that it took you total out of reality, and it became a dream, but the thing is this, the dream was without reality, and then you lost touch with it, and then you don't have no reason anymore, saying like it's not reasonable, and then you destroy yourself, you become out of touch of common sense. Common sense will bring you back to balance, and always hold you in balance. Just hold steady a little bit and think twice, mm-hmm. and you know, keep it in a level of common sense. It's almost out of touch with reality, or your conscious level is too far from your reality, and then you lose it.
No family, business, or nation can survive without the virtue as part of a planned strategy. Common sense will suggest change or adjustment as you proceed. It is God's way of balancing our plans with His and keeping us from failing. Common sense will give us, number one, a practical mind and good logic.
That's really right, because you practice something until it becomes stable in your mind, and then you ride that horse. Again, I mean, it's like it gives you good, sound logic, because you can say, I've been there, done that, you know, and it's something that you're familiar with, and then you hold on to that, and that'll give you a really solid life.
Number two, it gives us an open mind.
That's right, because you're acquainted with the things that you're already functioning in, which means that you have somewhat of an open mind as to for something new, because you're now kind of outgrowing where you are with the horse that you're riding. Now you're looking and saying, like, how can I make this horse faster or better or get by a new one? So you become open-minded mm-hmm. if you follow it right.
Through life's experiences, we calculate and observe things. This should create common sense in us, sometimes called the gut feeling. We need to be sensitive to those feelings. They may not always be right, but it may be a warning that we are entering an unfamiliar area. We then operate in this area, either in faith or in fear. It is in these moments when we must call on common sense to speak to us and protect us as we walk through the minefields of life.
Oh, that's so true. You know, life is so interesting, and life is basically pretty simple, and yet it's difficult. It's like it's kind of hard to understand until you get really into it, but it functions by what you call like the gut feeling. You have a feeling of something that you can discern, something that's not seen, not heard, not touched, not tasted. You can actually feel, sense, touch, or taste something that is not visible. You can walk into a plant and you can hear things without sound. You can sense things that you don't know. And that is what you say. You've established a subconscious type thing that works in you, that is common sense, that you just know. You have a feeling of it, but you don't know why. And so you can check the environment of a plant. You can check the environment of a person. You can read a person. You can discern a person. It's just something that's in your spirit. That finally functions in you, and that is what you call real, genuine common sense. It's we call it, a lot of times we use the term gut feeling. It's my gut feeling. It's what I really believe and what I really sense. And you can hone that to a point where that becomes your driving force and the control, and you can run your business a lot of times with that, because you deal with principles along that line. That's very powerful.
The principle of common sense from Proverbs 24, verse 3. Any enterprise becomes strong through common sense. John, would you recap for us?
I think I had a pretty good handle on that in the kind of the closing moments there. But there's a couple things that I'd like to add to that. It's like getting in tune. If you function in common sense, it's like it's getting in tune with life. and it's almost being led by your sixth sense. Without words, you just know that you know that you know, and you discovered it, but you don't really know how you discovered it. And you're just kind of tuned in. It's like you just know what's right or wrong. You just have a sense of something. And you can sense it in a plant. You can sense it at home. Wherever you are, you can read people and sense people. Very important. And it's also saying like making use out of what you've learned. I always call it making something big out of something little. What life blesses you, how life blesses you. And then just to get value out of it. But that's just common sense. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's just like you're finally in tune with something. You're focused and you're in tune. You just know how it works.